Blog Talk Radio.
Blah, 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 blah.
I like radio.
Do, 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 do.
We're right,
broadcasting in the rain. We're broadcasting in the rain. Thunder and lightning. Yes.
The thunder and lightning doesn't knock us off the air. Also, you were saying about the car keys.
And we're trying to not get killed.
So we're going to try to give you a good show. But as Matt just says, we are having a nice little thunder and lightning show. And sometimes, all the time, thunder and lightning do not sometimes mix, if you know what I mean, when it comes to live broadcasting or electricity, for that matter.
And we're trying not to get killed.
Yeah, so if one of us... So a little alert to our friends over at Blog Talk Radio. If we happen to go off the air suddenly, just hit the music. But between now and then, we're going to give you a show. And I have a feeling the lightning has already twilled our audio.
Yeah, I saw a flash of lightning out my window.
Yeah. Okay. Forget the theme music, Lord Hawthorne. Let's just go with it in total. Welcome one and all to the Corsican Ball. And let's see if you can hear me. That is live thunder over our heads here at the Tom O'Neill Studios here in the boonies of Blackman Township. Let me do the intros here. Steve the Baxman Baxley here, and my partners, equal partners, they are, of course, first off, the manager of champions, the still undefeated intergender wrestling champion of the world, Betty White's favorite chew toy, and a man of mystery in his own right, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only.
First off, am I actually on? I don't know if I'm actually on.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, just making sure. Get a green man. There you go. I'll take my check.
And you know me, Matthew the Wizard Nickel. All right. Let's actually get this going fast because something tells me that drone's going to...
Okay, like I said, nope. this is going to be interesting as hell. And trust me, we all been to hell. Lovely place, good hotel, great ice cream. Hell, Michigan, folks. What do you think? Anyway, let me get to our... right now, let's make this go fast. No music. Lord Hawthorne, I know our music library. Let's call that for this week due to weather. And let's go straight to the gamers news. And here with that is the wizard himself, Mr. Matthew Nichols.
All right, this week on Gamer News, PlayStation had their State of Play and a couple of announcements to note. Death Stranding getting a PS4 Pro. Death Stranding is getting a special PS4 Pro limited edition, and the demo for the upcoming remake of Medieval is now available to download on the PlayStation Store. And that's it.
Okay. Brain, you got anything for us?
Nope.
Okay, folks. Let's hit the trail of sports. And thanks to our friends over at Fox Sports Ohio, legendary Cincinnati Reds radio voice Marty Brenneman yesterday called his last game of Reds baseball. Let's give you the give you a little brief moment of fare thee well from Marty Brenneman. Right after we kill a commercial here. Ah, yes, I love it when they have to show commercials. Come on. An ad that goes 15 seconds is long enough. Okay. Let's get to it. Okay, and we'll give you more on the L2C Sports Final immediately following our broadcast at 12:30.
If
but,
the sun is from the
Yes?
If the thunderstorm doesn't knock out the power in the city.
I agree with that. So just in case the power happens to go out here at the Tom O'Neill Studios, Studio 1, I'll call it here in Jackson. Studio 2, of course, is our bureaus in downtown Jackson. And Studio 3, where Matt is sort of, we like to call it Midtown Jackson. So if, or any chance, any one of us are out, don't worry. We'll save it for another moment of time when we are not out. Okay, so let's get into a little classic comedy. And
I hear the thunder.
Yeah, I hear thunder as well here, but we will We will press on, and in case anything happens, this is going to be one hell of a long tap dance, folks. Trust me. But we haven't been knocked off the air by Earthquake or Block Talk Radio or anything else, so fingers crossed. We got Bob Hope standing by with a little comedy classic from his Bob Hope specials. So let's, hello, hang on. Excuse me for a moment. Ah, hopeful episodes, yes. Okay, don't you just love YouTube, folks? Uh-huh. Okay.
Not the bar might be messing with your Wi-Fi or internet connection.
Right now, things are going swell-ski. Okay, let's see if we can, here we go. This is from the Dean Martin roast, Bob Hope. No, correction. Where do we go from here? Bob Hope special with Lucille Ball. Let's give that moment of comedy time. Hopefully we got something here instead of singing, playing, and gesturing here. Okay, a little bit of Bob Hope with Lucille Ball. It's 11:44, and can we do this? I think we can. Excuse me, por favor, a moment here. Okay, let's. Okay, we can do this. Hey ho. From David Letterman. We got a little bit of Mel Blanc with David Letterman. Let's go to it.
The voice CNN do. I remember the first voice I did.
Now, that's your real voice right there.
This is my real voice, yeah. The first voice I ever did was this. I don't remember it, but that was the first voice.
So, aside from the list of folks, list of characters that we mentioned in the introduction, what others have you been responsible for?
Well, there's Yosemite Sam. That's a real raucous cowboy. And, of course, there's Pepe Le Pew. He's the little flint skunk. He's the pussycat. And, Foghorn, I say, Foghorn, pay attention. Foghorn, that big roof that he talks like that, you know. You're looking for chicken? You see that little house over there? It says D-O-T. That smells chicken. Go get him, boy.
Now, we have some, I guess, some clips here of some of your work. You know, it's going to be...
This kind of a montage.
Yeah, a montage.
Well, yeah, there's a few of the characters that are in the picture.
Okay. All right, we'll take a look at that. And is there anything you need to explain to us before we look at it?
Well, just a bunch of nutty people, that's all.
Okay. So
Pew! No, not Pew. Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew is my name.
Like I said, this is going to be one hell of a good show. I mean, it's already been endorsed by the big guy upstairs, thunderous applause. Okay, by the way, if anyone wants to give us a call, a raft, if you know Venus, give us a call, 646-668-8531. That's 646-668-8531. Brain, you got anything for us, dude?
Still no.
Yeah, how's the weather over there, or dare I even ask?
Not that good.
Okay, we're going to press on here. Thank God I got We're rolling this along, folks, I know. But, and now apparently, CM Punk is reportedly thinking of returning with his tail between his legs and his head between his tail back to the WWE. He is reportedly filming WWE test material. Meanwhile, Seth Rollins, has he deleted his Twitter account? The Beast Slayer's Twitter account appears to be offline. Ooh. Okay, let's go right now for a little recap of some of the wrestling events that have took place. By the way, we are going to tell you that Raw Monday night, your usual announcers are now going to be on Friday Night SmackDown beginning October 4th. So please note, Michael Cole, Corey Graves moves from Raw to Friday Night SmackDown on Fox October 4th. And Vic Joseph and another gentleman, a former football player turned wrestler, and the return of Jerry the King Lawler. Oh, boy. That's right. Jerry the King Lawler is back. And that means one thing. Raw is done. But we'll find out that when the season premiere of the new look Monday Night Raw debuts 8 o'clock on the USA Network. Boy, the name need help. But, oh yeah, and NXT goes on Wednesday, 2 hours on USA, 1 hour on the WWE Network. And, no, 2 hours on USA, 1 hour on the little network, except for the first 2 weeks. But here we go, folks. Reality hits pro wrestling on Impact, and starting Tuesday, October 1st, Access will air each of Impact's biggest pay-per-views, which will lead up to Impact's weekly televised premiere on October 29th. Oh, joy. Oh, Raptor. Let's go first to the ladies' match. Quickly. Well, first let's go first to East match. Mahabali Shira versus Cousin Jake with Cody Deaner. Mahabali Shira wins. Madison Rain takes on Tennille Dashwood. Tennille Dashwood wins on that one. We head to the wedding coverage. Yay! Because, as we all know, reality is a loving, brisk affair here. As, hi there, let's get over here. Thank you. It is wedding day, that's right. The wedding of the real-life couple of Cage and Melissa Santos, the new interviewer for Impact Wrestling. So, between flashes of here and there, Brian Cage and Melissa Santos wedding, which will happen later on Impact. Commentators Don Callis and Josh Matthews tell us all about it. Yahoo. The North versus Rob Van Dam and Rhino. Rob Van Dam and Rhino win that one. We have et cetera, so forth and so on. Dave Chris with Jake Chris and Madman Fulton took on Tessa Blanchard. Tessa Blanchard won. That's it. The ceremony was officiated believe it or not, by real life minister. Oh, this is just ducky, kids. It was officiated by your friend and mine, Father James Mitchell. Wow. And there you go. So they're really married now, thanks to Father James Mitchell. The man hasn't got any hair, but damn, can he still make things a little creepy. Okay, we're at 11:55. We're going to try to get you a afterglow, albeit brief, as things start to get very interesting out in the outer sides here. We have the announcers, boys, girls, cats, kittens. So I can get them right here. By the way, the pyro is going to be back. New sets and graphics. Right now, let's get you the announcers, courtesy of ProWrestlingSheet.com. As we told you, Raw will be handled by, which was handled by Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Renee Young, will be replaced by Vic Joseph, Dio Madden, M-A-D-D-I-N, and the King, Jerry Lawler, because they needed someone original for this new blood. Friday Night SmackDown will be Michael Cole and Corey Graves. The NXT announced team will stay the same. No word at this point on where Tom Phillips and Byron Saxon will be utilized in the future. Now, according to sources, Lawler will likely only be used for a short period of time on Raw. We're told other people are being looked at for the spot on a full-time basis. This could explain why Mickey James was featured on commentary this week during main event, but no verification. Now, Renee Young will be hosting WWE Backstage, premiering in November. That'll be Tuesday nights on FS1 with Booker T. Wow.
Well, there's apparently going to be a pilot in mid-October.
That's right. There's going to be a special, there's going to be somewhat of a special edition. And to our credit, we do credit the sheet of Mr. Ryan Stanton to read it here. Fox Sports announced a new studio show hosted by Renee Young will be called WWE Backstage, feature lead analyst Booker T. The hour-long weekly show offers viewers the latest WWE news every Tuesday at 11, 8 Pacific, beginning Tuesday, November 5th. That's the official premiere. Fox Sports is offering a special preview of Backstage on October 15th, following the conclusion of the ALCS Game 3 on FS1. It's a wrestling show for wrestling fans, from hardcore to people new to wrestling. We'll give them a little bit of everything. In the press release, it's going to be fun. It's going to be loud. We're going to give them a ton of opinions, and I can't wait to help spread the word about SmackDown coming to Fox. Again, a little problem here. As our friends from WrestleTalk point out, the billion-dollar contract that was signed by Vince and the folks at Fox includes an out. And here's why. Should SmackDown's viewership fall under 3 million, that means that Fox can cancel the contract and the show. That's one thing
yeah.
Vince never faced. Well, except for Saturday night's main event.
Same.
But we do wish Vince luck. He's going to need it.
Steve.
Yes, yes.
As we entered yet, after a little, hello. You really think they're going to cancel it? Because they're looking for more live programming. So there's, I really, and besides, it's a Friday night. I really doubt they're going to be that.
I think, knowing Fox like we all do from the beginning when they were connected to their movie and television studio, I think Fox is going to give the show a chance to build an audience.
Exactly.
That
you know it's not gonna
was used
overnight.
To watching it on the USA Network. And they're not going to do it like UPN used to when they had SmackDown. I think they're going to, like I said, I think they're going to give this a chance. And no matter what, that $1 billion contract, multi-year contract, is going to help Fox in the long run more than it will the WWE. Sure, it'll give the WWE the gravitas that they're now going on network television, but it's going to help Fox solidify themselves as what they once were long ago, the network of, for want of a better word, shock and awe. Because remember, they started with Married with Children, Mr. President, and Women in Prison. Those were the first three shows that aired Sunday night on Fox. Not once, not twice, but three times. So I think Fox is going, in some ways, I think they're going back. I know this is going to sound cliche-ish. I think Fox is going back to the future now that they no longer have the backing of a studio, a movie or television studio like they did when their parent company had 20th Century Fox Film and 20th Century Fox Television. They're now, Fox Broadcasting is now independent, and I think this is going to play well for them to not be number four, maybe now be number three, or dare I even say it, the number two network. I think this is going to work. Your live sports, maybe some live entertainment specials, that's going to work. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I think the contract will go through the entire time, and I think there might be an extension. Who knows?
Yes, and I think when the people, when the fans who used to watch SmackDown on USA followed them to Fox, this is going to be a boon for Fox Sports 1.
Now,
they'll finally have... They'll finally, yes.
Now, here's something I noticed when I was watching the SmackDown Greatest Moments special that they were airing earlier tonight. At the beginning, the ads were saying that SmackDown starts at 8 next week. But
yeah,
then we started airing... Right. But then they started airing ads saying that it'll start at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah. Ooh.
And at the end, the graphic said 7:30 p.m. So I'm wondering, is it going to have like a free show or something? Because that wasn't announced before.
I think we're going to have like a pre-show.
That's literally what I just said.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm agreeing with you, man. I think Fox, and this is another reason I think they're going to do pretty darn good. Fox is going to label this, I mean, forget the USA. They label it sports entertainment. Fox is going to label this sports. And I'm going to stick my head out and say that you're going to hear, maybe you're going to hear, a WWE-type version of the famed Fox Sports theme as the beginning for the show. You might see the Fox Sports logo besides the WWE logo like in the old days when you had both the WWE and USA logo on the TitanTron 2.0.
Well, I noticed that on the set for the Greatest Hits thing, which closed as the normal set, but this is taped a while ago, so they're not going to reveal the new set right now. I wouldn't say wow, so you know what I mean. It had the Fox logo on the top screen of the set.
Yep.
Big, bold letters. Also, for actual on-screen graphics, it's kind of minimalistic, because you got a hashtag in the corner from Fox, not from WWE. It says, like, you're watching hashtag Friday Night SmackDown or something like that.
Yeah.
And then in the upper right corner, you have a Fox logo, then a dividing line, and then the WWE logo.
Ah.
An entirely different way of doing the logo than they've done before.
This is going to work. I just got this feeling that it's going to work.
And I'm wondering if when they do start it next week, are they going to have, like, the live scrolling ticker bar thing in the bottom like they usually do with sports games?
You mean the famed Fox Sports info bar? Yeah. I think they might. They might.
Because it is, I believe, technically sports programming, right?
I agree with you on that.
But they didn't put the logo on top, but they haven't used the Fox Sports logo. I'm talking about it.
Uh-huh.
Just the normal Fox logo.
Yeah. I just wonder if the first episode's going to have Cletus, the robot that's the sort of the mascot of. Critic, I wonder if they're going to have Cletus, the Fox Sports mascot.
I heard you. I just said I don't know.
That's going to be interesting to find out. So it's all coming down October 4th, 7:30 or 8 o'clock. Bet on 7:30. And I don't know what's on opposite the SmackDown, but it'll be interesting to see the ratings after their first episode. And you might hear this: Fox wins Thursday night. Fox wins Friday night.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll just have to wait and see. It all begins October 4th on Fox. Now, there is a little sad news to report. Now, if you have cable or an antenna, you'll be able to watch it. Or if you have, DirecTV. And AT&T, because if you got Dish, you're going to be out of luck, because Dish has dumped, due to contractual dispute, Fox and all of its little channels. Yeah, they're having both Fox and Dish are having a little pissing match. And by the way, this does include, before you guys ask the musical question, what about all of us that are slingers and got that there Sling TV? Sorry, Sling TV is included. Damn. Yep, so negotiations are going on, but is that going to hurt? Not much, but might hurt. I got a friend that had Sling TV, but also has Comcast. So, cable, you're all right. But if you're a Dish owner, and that's Dish Network owner or Sling owner or both, you're sort of out of luck for a while.
Well, I believe, remember, Fox, it's not all Fox stations. those are members that are not owned by Fox. But the ones that are owned by Fox are included. But
this is true.
There's also the Fox Sports app, which is what they're going to be streaming SmackDown on live at 8 p.m. every week for any post.
This is true.
So which will help with the West Coasters because they have it on a delay.
Yeah.
For the normal network.
Oh, yes.
But with the app, you can watch it at the time that it airs in the East Coast.
So you folks on the West Coast, you can cheat.
I'm not sure if you need a cable provider for that, though. It doesn't cost anything, unlike the people in countries outside of the U.S. and Canada who have to pay $5 a month in order to watch AEW Dynamite live.
Oh, by the way, we forgot one other thing. Those of you that are on Hulu, you'll be able to watch Fox programming on Hulu.
Hulu is live TV.
There you go. So
it costs a bit more than it costs quite a bit more than regular Hulu, but it's worth it. It's cheaper than your cable bill ever was. Let's also talk about the situation with AEW Dynamite in the UK in particular. Apparently the deal with TNT is causing some issues with international distributors because IPV, for instance, wanted to air it. Here's what the original deal was supposed to be. Air AEW live at the same time in the UK as it airs in the US on Wednesday. Then air a tape delay replay of it at whatever time, I don't know, on Friday. And then air a 1-hour edited down clip show version of that episode on Sunday morning. But because of how the TNT deal works, they could, allegedly, they could only do the edited down clip show version on Sunday mornings. So, if you're and not only that, it's also on ITV4. And by in the morning, I mean 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. The absolute worst time slot you could possibly have.
Yeah, and let's not forget there's the possibility AEW will be TV14, which means...
No, it is TV14. That's what all the ads say on TNT and TBS.
Oh, boy. That brings up...
And the clip show version is 1 hour long, while the regular show is 2 hours long. So,
yes. And in London, it's going to be heavily edited.
So the only way to watch AEW in the UK officially are either watch the edited down version on ITV4 at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning, or you pay $5 a month or $3 a week for the Fight TV subscription service that they're setting up to watch it live. There's also replay. So, live at, 3 a.m. or whatever in the UK, I think. Or watch a replay of it. Or watch a replay of it that you also get with it. Yeah.
Or do sort of the illegal streams, and there will be some of them available.
I think that's what most people are going to do.
Yeah.
They don't wait.
Yep. Anyway, we are nearing the end of our little boat here, and we just found out that I think Matt lost power because he just